Several miles off the main highway, tucked away in a secluded canyon on prime vineyard property, stands a rustic barn that was built many decades before the vines around it were planted. In that barn, a sophisticated broadcast and recording studio has been built. The barn also has a well-hidden root cellar stocked with many of the world's most exceptional wines, only to be shared with guests who secretly come to offer their insights and tell their stories. Guests are sworn to secrecy and are shuttled to the studio aboard a John Deere tractor. Those who cannot make the journey in person are interviewed by satellite hookup, and sometimes the crew simply sneaks away with microphones in hand and interviews guests in barrel rooms, wine cellars, and other magical places. All of this is done like clockwork every single week so that we can bring you another episode of Grape Encounters Radio.
Crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow.
Yes, I so want a peach fuzz pillow. That's got to feel very good. We have to ask ourselves the question, what kind of wine is she drinking? And I think she answers the question. John, do you know the answer to the question, what kind of wine she is drinking based on that song?
I don't.
Well, she says, peel me a grape, so she's removing the skins.
Right.
So there's a better than good chance that she's drinking, you know, a rosé probably, you know, because they've taken the skin off. But she could be peeling a white grape too, and then this whole theory is right down the toilet. Peeling grapes has lots of style, and speaking of style, Grape Encounters Radio is brought to you by EpicStyle.com. If you're a wine lover or enthusiast, Grape Encounters Radio has everything you could ever want or need to enjoy the wine lifestyle to the fullest. Also, great stuff for those of you who drink spirits and beer too. EpicStyle.com. So, John, have you ever had anybody peel a grape for you?
Not once.
Not once?
No, I feel totally deprived, David.
Okay, so I peeled a grape for somebody one time. And you know what they said?
With what?
With my fingers.
You're like me. You have fat fingers.
And she said to me, did you wash your hands? Oh my gosh, Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson here and in the studio, John McMullen, my faithful producer. And so glad to have you here, John, today, because I need to ask you questions. You're usually very silent.
Oh, I feel like the Shell Answer Man today.
Well, you know what? You're a techno guy, and I decided this week that it was time to get back into wine applications, and I mean to say you're not applying for a job at a winery, but rather wine apps on your cell phone. And you, like me, are an iPhone user. You got a lot of apps, don't you?
I have a fair amount. But
how many you got?
I don't know, probably 45.
Okay, so guess how many apps for wine lovers there are for your cell phone. Now, this is just for your iPhone. Guess.
I'm going to say 75.
452.
No way.
452 wine apps. Totally, absolutely crazy. If you wanted to buy all 452, by the way, it would cost you $875.25. You really don't need all of those. I'm going to talk about some of the best ones today. It's interesting how they break down, because the lion's share of them, 168 of those applications, are for reference. And then the next biggest category is for journaling. And that means that, you know, when you go to a winery or you have a wine experience, you can log it in there and it becomes part of that larger body of information that will be shared with other wine lovers. After that, the applications pertain to wine travel. Then only 22 for wine retail, places like wine.com, which, by the way, I have their application and I like wine.com's application. I realize that it's really featuring just the wines that they sell, but they have such a good selection of wine anyway. You know, it's really a decent application. And then there are 21 applications available for food and pairing, and I would think that there would be more than that, but that's the way it is. So, John, the one that I think is very interesting, and I've gotten a lot of use out of it, is one that I want to, well, here, I'm going to put it to the test, first of all. You just give me the name of any city, let's say in the Los Angeles area, Southern California, since there's a lot of people there.
Anaheim.
Okay, Anaheim. All right, the application is called Wine Events. And since Grape Encounters Radio is all about getting you all out there and, you know, getting out of your house and having fun, I think Wine Events is my absolute favorite application. So what you do is you hit the little Wine Events button. It'll then ask you your current location. That's so awesome because you can put it in and it'll immediately tell you all of the events that are going on around you. You have to answer that question, would you like to use your current location? Of course, you're going to have to say okay. Anyway, you do that, or if you're going to go on a trip, you can just put in the city. So you gave me Los Angeles. So I hit select city. I got to go through all this nonsense, United States first, then California. Then I go down a long list of cities, and it's pretty extensive, actually. I hit, oh, you didn't say Los Angeles, did you?
No, but that's okay.
All right. Well, same difference. Okay. Yeah. So we'll put in LA. And then comes the list. And it is absolutely amazing. It'll show the most current ones, of course, the ones that are happening now first. Then it goes on and on and on. And when you click on any one of those events, like for instance, August 31st is Wine Down Wednesday, goes on in San Pedro, tells you the price. $5 is the price. And then when you click on it, it gives you the phone number, the event details. And you can even link to purchase tickets if you want to. Also, really nice feature, you can post it on Facebook. That's a really nice feature. Now, the thing that troubled me about it was I was looking up an appearance that we were doing and realized it wasn't on there. And I started to do a little digging because I thought, hey, how do they pick up that information? Duh, you have to submit it. So you can actually go onto their website and you can submit your wine event. They do have a charge for that. It's not free. Can the station pay for that?
I don't know. We'll have to ask all the stations.
That's going to be a no. Okay. But I'll pay for it, I suppose. So I love that application, but you do have to submit the information. If you don't do it, it's basically worthless. But they do have a lot of good events there. It's really worth getting. The really hot ticket in apps is Snooth Wine Pro.
Spell it.
S-N-O-O-T-H. Wine Pro. And I don't like that word snooth because it just sounds so ungrape and counterish. But let me tell you about it because here's what's cool. Snooth Wine Pro represents the next generation of app technology. Its most unique differentiator is the use of image recognition technology. You know what that is, John? You could take a picture of the bottle. You can be in a supermarket, you can take a picture of the bottle, and it will recognize the bottle. They have this massive database, and then it will tell you all about that wine. It provides a virtual cellar wine inventory management system as well, a geographic search feature of wine stores near you. So you're out, you're on your way to a friend's place, and you forgot to pick up a bottle of wine. You don't know the neighborhood, so you can find that wine store near you. And then it has just general wine searches by type, by price, by region, and by varietal. This thing's $4.99, but I'm going to tell you what, it is one heck of an application, and I love that you can just take a picture of the bottle. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Okay, so here's another one that I use. I like it. I think it's a little bit basic, but I think for most people, this is one that you want to have. It's called Hello Vino. Hello Vino is sort of your personal sommelier. It provides wine recommendations for when you'd like to match it with a particular food, a special occasion, a particular taste, or if you simply desire a wine from a certain region. So when you first start out, it says, can we help you choose a wine? And then you have choices like wine with a meal or for food, wine for an occasion, wine by taste preference, wine from a country region. Now, if you already have a wine, then it'll help you with pairing that wine with food. Now, another thing that's really nice about this.
So you could go on a date and you could actually impress somebody.
Oh, yeah. And what's really nice about this, it helps you pronounce the wine. And this is, I know, and this is a place where I think people really get screwed up because they can't pronounce the wine,
they shouldn't be allowed to drink it.
They don't talk about it. Exactly right. So that is a real, real good application. Another one that's really good, last one I'm going to mention, is Drink Wine Pro. And it makes me mad because they misspell drink. It's D-R-Y-N-C. That's Drink Wine Pro. I don't know why they have to do that. They probably couldn't get the domain name. But anyway, they call it the wine lover's best friend because it provides expert reviews and commentary for hundreds of thousands of wine listings. And yes, they have a huge inventory of wines that they talk about. They also show the wine labels. Very informative, very good. But what I will say in summation about wine applications is garbage in, garbage out. If you don't put A lot of really good information in there, then you're not going to be able to find what you want. So really make your decisions wisely, because some of these applications do leave off a lot of information. But I do feel comfortable with those that I have recommended here on Grape Encounters Radio. Anyway, while heading up to wine country always seems to be the first place wine drinkers think of when they're looking for good times and great wine experiences, I definitely have another favorite spot that's breathtaking, inspiring, easy to get to, and the perfect place to save a Sauvignon, Catalina Island. And getting there really is half the fun, aboard the speedy, comfortable, and nicely appointed Catalina Express. Catalina Express has multiple daily departures out of Long Beach, San Pedro, and Dana Point. For more information, schedules, fares, or to book your tickets online, visit CatalinaExpress.com. You'll even find information about Catalina activities like the world-famous zip line, hotel packages, and much more. Your adventure begins at CatalinaExpress.com. Heck, they even have a vineyard on the island. Still to come, we are going to the fair because it has opened at LA Fairplex. We're going to have on Mary Ellen Cole, the wine master, and we're going to not only talk about wine, we're talking about olive oil here on Grape Encounters Radio. For most, the term county fair conjures up images of funnel cakes and cotton candy, carnival rides, sheep, cows, concerts, and every conceivable culinary competition. But in Southern California, the LA County Fair, which starts today and runs through October 2nd, offers some opportunities that you simply can't and won't find at other annual exhibitions. In my book, the most exciting of all is the Wine and Spirits Marketplace, which showcases the winners of the very prestigious 72-year-old International Wine and Spirits Competition. Discover and sample an endless list of award-winning wines in nearly every conceivable classification, price range, varietal, region, and more. But the LA County Fair is also a great place to learn more about wine. In fact, you can attend fun and informative classes on an outstanding array of topics. The fair begins today, ends October 2nd, and you can sign up for classes or learn more about the LA County Wine and Spirits Marketplace at lacountyfair.com. That's lacountyfair.com. If there's any winemaking operation that I'm really proud to endorse and talk about on a regular basis, it's Sarlos & Sons in Los Olivos, California. You know, we did one of the very first broadcasts of Grape Encounters Radio from the Sarlos & Sons tasting room, and I'll tell you, it really set the tone for our show, because Sarlos & Sons really is everything that Grape Encounters Radio is all about. They do more than just make great wines. They pour their personality into every single bottle, and it's evident in every sip that you take. Sarlos & Sons wines are very special. These are very special people, and you simply won't go wrong by buying their wines. You can find their wines at sarlosandsons.com. That's S-A-A-R-L-O-O-S and sons.com. Or better yet, why not just pack your bags and head up to Los Olivos and check them out firsthand? It's Sarlos & Sons wines. It doesn't get any better than that.
The glass is still half full, and there's a lot more in the bottle. It's Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson.
Gosh, what a terrible waste, your heart being drenched in wine. I can think of better uses of wine. I guess better than having your liver drenched in wine. It's David Wilson back with Grape Encounters Radio, feeling very much like a kid in a candy store because the time has come. Heck, you remember when you were a kid and your parents said you were going to be going to Disneyland that coming weekend? The night before could be so incredibly miserable as you tossed and turned and envisioned yourself screaming down the Matterhorn or having a ball in the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, for adults, one of the great and exciting adventures that will really make you toss and turn, as long as you know about it, is the LA County Fair, which opened today at Fairplex. And for me, the LA County Fair is all about wine. It is wine heaven. And last week, we got to talk to the cellar master. She's got the best job on planet Earth, Mary Ellen Cole. And as often as we can, we're going to drag her back on the line and talk wine, because I don't care where you live. If you're a wine drinker, any place on planet Earth, you need to know about the LA County Fair, because there's something there for you, even if you don't attend. That's because they have one of the best wine competitions on planet Earth. And if you are looking for good wine recommendations, you need only go find the winners of that competition online, and you will be guaranteed to be drinking some very good wine. Mary Ellen Cole, welcome back to Grape Encounters.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited about the opening of the fair and excited to be here as well.
You know what? I wish you weren't working the fair, you know, because you'd be my co-host for sure. You're the most charming person I've ever talked to in the wine business. Last week, we called you the Willy Wonka of the wine world. Because you tend to all those bottles. Do you ever just get that feeling that you just want to stick one under your trench coat?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many wines, and, you know, I lovingly take care of and handle them, and it's fun to actually see people taste them after handling them. I've been touching them and, you know, looking at them since May and looking at the results, so it's fun to finally serve them and have people taste them and hope that they enjoy them as much as we do.
So there's a little drool on the floor there in
absolutely.
The cellar. Okay, well, you know what? As much as the fair is really the place to go for wine lovers, and we talked a bit about all of the classes you guys have, and the classes are not stuffy. That's the cool part. There's lots of really fun curriculum. You can just go there and have an absolute ball. What I'm going to be doing several times is I'm going to just go down there. I'm going to drink some wine. I'm going to get that warm, fuzzy feeling, and then I'm going to wander into some of the classes and ask stupid questions.
Oh, that would be great.
You know what? It's not all about wine, and this is something I really wanted to get across to listeners this week. The fair is also about olive oil.
Right.
And I'm not talking about Popeye's girlfriend either. I'm talking about olive oil, the real thing. And gosh, it seems like anytime there's olive oil around, there's wine around and vice versa, don't you think?
That's one of the reasons why we started the extra virgin olive oil competition, is because a lot of the wineries had olive oil on olive oil trees on their properties and produce olive oil. And we started it 12 years ago, and we had 27 entries. And this year we had over 600 entries, and it's one of the biggest international extra virgin olive oil competitions in the world.
Doesn't it seem amazing that there are even 600 different olive oils? Although you can go into some of the upscale markets and you can find a whole row of olive oil.
It's amazing. Just like there's different varietals of wine, there's different, they call cultivars of olive oil. Arbequina, Saviano, delicate flavors, robust, medium flavors. So there's a whole world out there of extra virgin olive oil that's just waiting to be tapped. It's life-changing almost. Once you start having extra virgin olive oil in your life, you won't go back to that other oil.
Gosh, that could be your book, How Olive Oil Changed My Life. Although I think actually Popeye already wrote that. But I think people only scratch the surface when it comes to how to use olive oil, because we think of it as something that we cook with. I had a meal very recently. In fact, I had it out on the fairgrounds made by the chef over at the Sheraton Fairplex, and they drizzled olive oil on ice cream.
Oh, you went to one of the farm dinners.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. If you ever get the opportunity to go to one of those, that is a great time. And we talked about it on a previous show, and I don't want to take up your time getting into that too much, but they grow all of the vegetables for the most part that they use to prepare the meals right there. Right, and you could actually go see those gardens at the fair, and you should do that. If you should really do that, because they've got some interesting stuff going on there. Back to olive oil for a second. You know, there was a report that came out last year that kind of gave some of the olive oil makers a black eye. It was the UC Davis study, which actually just showed that some of the olive oils at least were making claims that Davis said really weren't true about them being extra virgin. Comments on that?
You know, the ones that are here that enter the competition, they have to show a chemical analysis of the fatty acid level, and they're all tasted by the judges. So if it's not a quality oil, it won't get a gold, silver, or bronze. It will get nothing.
I love it. You guys are protecting the integrity of olive oil and keeping it real for the people. Well, listen, we're going to be checking in with you a lot, but don't just go to try wine. Go to try olive oil as well. They are perfect partners, no better partners than olive oil and wine. I think it's an amazing extension of what's being done at the fair. And the hours there, Mary Ellen, are?
For the olive oil tasting, it's 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. every day, and we have several of the gold medal and best of show winners for sale. You know, if you have something that you'd like to try, it would be really great to get. It's one of the few places in the world where you can get olive oils from Australia, Italy, Spain, of course, California.
Okay. Well, listen, for more information, if you didn't remember that, go to lacountyfair.com, everything you need to know. And I expect to see you at the fair. And Mary Ellen, we're going to drag you back on, I'm sure, next week if we can.
Oh, terrific. Well, thank you so much.
Coming up next, we're going to get further into wine cocktails with Matt Dubow. Had so much fun with that last week, and we're going to do it again this week on Grape Encounters Radio. Would you love to go someplace special and enjoy a nice Bordeaux on your birthday? Well, you'll have a lot of money to spend on wine if you celebrate on Catalina Island. That's because the fast and comfortable Catalina Express will take you to Catalina on your birthday absolutely free. This program was unveiled on May 1st to celebrate the 30th birthday of the Catalina Express, and guess who got to be the first to take advantage of this truly awesome offer? Yep, little old Mayday me. Catalina Express has multiple daily departures out of Long Beach, San Pedro, and Dana Point. And for a small fee, you can even upgrade to the Commodore's Lounge, where a nice glass of wine, champagne, or their world-famous Bloody Mary is part of the package. Birthday or not, this is a great time to visit Catalina. For more information about schedules, fares, hotel packages, activities like the new Zipline Eco Tour, or to book tickets online, visit CatalinaExpress.com. Start your adventure at CatalinaExpress.com.
David Wilson's been telling you for months now about the Vinair Wine Aerator. He swears by it as one of the must-have products for anyone who loves wine. Vinair incorporates art and style while expediting the process of aerating your favorite wine. The award-winning design gives each and every glass of wine enhanced flavors and superior bouquets. Simply pour your next glass of wine through the Vinair Wine Aerator. You'll hear the air gently aerating your wine in seconds, and you'll smell and taste the difference. Grape Encounters' David Wilson has tried various products, but has never found one that he likes as much as the Vinair. That's V-I-N-A-I-R-E. Other devices can leave a mess all over your counter. There's no drip with Vinair. It conveniently sits on top of the bottle when you're through using it. If you'd like to learn more about how aeration improves the flavor of a newly opened bottle of wine, visit GrapeEncountersRadio.com and click on the Vinair link. You're going to love this product.
There's something funny about this wine. Grape Encounters continues with David Wilson.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
And we're back with more Grape Encounters Radio. And my favorite part of the show, really, is when I get to sit down with my good buddy, our gadget guru, Matt Dubow. You know, we got off of gadgets kind of last week, and now I feel like we're going to continue the discussion from last week. We seldom do that, Matt. We usually just like jump into a completely different topic, but we got so much interest in what we were talking about last week. You were right.
I think it's just going to be a big trend.
Okay, so for those of you who are going, what the heck are you guys talking about? Matt said that he felt one of the big trends was going to be wine-related cocktails, which means basically either cocktails that use other kinds of spirits in conjunction with wine, or wine used like a spirit. In other words, substituting Chardonnay for vodka, or,
Or like we did last week with tequila for Chardonnay for the margarita, which was excellent.
I'm going to tell you something. That is maybe one of the best wine-related things that I've ever tasted. I guzzled that.
You downed it.
I did. You were going to take it away so we could do the mojito thing, and I refused, and instead I downed it. And I have to admit, I did. But it was so incredibly good, and I didn't really realize that I wasn't drinking a margarita. I was really fooled by it. And the truth is, it didn't have that tequila. You know, sometimes tequila gets a little under my skin, personally.
I know a lot of people that are allergic
and
to tequila.
I don't feel good after tequila.
Right.
And I'm not very pleasant after tequila. So, but I'm very pleasant after Chardonnay, and that's what it was. It was an unoaked Chardonnay. We used like a lemonade concentrate.
Right.
Then we squeezed limes into it and shook it with ice. That was it.
And it was so good.
Oh, my gosh. And there's lots of other recipes for other variations on that theme. The thing was, we followed that up with a wine mojito, got a Matt thumbs down.
That was no bueno.
Okay, so I went in search of a better recipe for you.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, so here's the deal. This one has some rum in it. Okay, so it's 6 fresh mint leaves. I don't think you really have to count them. 3/4 of an ounce of freshly squeezed lime juice. 1 ounce of simple syrup. And by the way, you can make your own simple syrup just by putting sugar with very little water on it and just bringing it to just below a boil. It melts, and then you let it settle down and cool. You can make your own simple syrup. And then 1.5 ounces of rum, 2 dashes of bitters, and 2 ounces of champagne. That's it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think you'll probably like that better. And I like the idea that the champagne gives it a little bit of a fizz. Now, you had some ideas that you wanted to share, so go ahead.
Well, one that we didn't talk about really is probably one of the most famous wine-type cocktails is sangria.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone loves a sangria.
Okay, so you got a good sangria recipe because there's a lot of different ways to make it.
I do have one. It's 3 parts red wine, 2 parts orange juice, 1 part tequila.
A tequila.
1 part tequila.
Because some people are allergic to tequila. Yeah, all right, right. Go ahead.
1/2 part of triple sec, soda water, and chopped fruit, oranges and lemons and limes, and put that all together.
You can't overdo the quantity or variety of chopped fruit in a sangria.
I think the more fruit, the better.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, and I don't think you can, there's nothing that, probably prunes are not a good idea, but other than that, most everything works.
Prunes?
Yeah, I mean, it just... Ah, oh, geez, no. Get off my case, would you? All right. So, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good sangria recipe. Now, I was talking last week about martinis. This was one I came across. You're going to like this. Okay. It's called the Wine Lover's Martini. And I want to point out, by the way, best selection of martini-related stuff, epicstyle.com. And you know that.
Well,
you're humble, but seriously, you've got it all. You've got 4 zillion shakers, martini shakers.
We do. We have shakers. We have glasses to go with those shakers. You name it, we have it. We have shot glasses to measure your pour. We have whatever you need to make a great martini.
You know, I didn't mean to spend so much time talking recipes, but I know listeners appreciate that. But one of the things I really wanted to talk about in today's show is presentation and how important presentation is in terms of the perception of the person that's drinking wine, but really, truly, any cocktail. It makes a big difference.
It does. It makes the whole experience more enjoyable, I think.
Yeah. So, but let me give you this Wine Lover's Martini for a second. Okay. Here's what it contains. Vodka, red wine, dark rum, an orange. That's it. Vodka, red wine, dark rum, and an orange. In fact, it's funny because a martini doesn't typically have vodka or gin, right?
Right. That's lights out, I think, after that one.
Why?
Vodka and rum and wine?
Yeah.
That's lights out. That's what I call that drink. Lights out.
I'm going to post this recipe. You'll post it on your website as well.
It.
Okay. All right. You got to okay. Here's a little sissier one. It's lavender champagne. I like this idea. 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon dried lavender, and 4 bottles of dry champagne or sparkling wine. That's a lot of champagne, isn't it? I guess the lavender goes a long way. Suffice to say, add a little sugar and lavender to your wine, and that'll be that. What do you got?
Well, here's a real easy one, a spritzer. It's a real, real easy drink.
What does spritzer mean anyway? You're a cocktail guy. Spritzer sounds very effeminate to me.
Well, I think it is an effeminate drink.
I've never seen a guy walk up to a bar and say, I'd like a spritzer.
Well, I'm talking to the whole audience. I'm not just talking.
Okay, all right. Sorry. All right, go ahead.
I'm talking to everybody.
Go ahead. Have you ordered a spritzer?
Never. But there are a lot of people out there that might want to make a spritzer at their house.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm not judging.
Go ahead.
3 parts wine to 1 part soda water. Very easy, very simple. And I think a lot of beginning wine drinkers, that's something that they would appreciate.
Okay, I'm going to give you something with some real testosterone. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is called a Bloody Mary cocktail.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so get this. 1.5 shots of vodka, 1/2 shot of red wine, 1/2 shot of Guinness, 3 shots of tomato juice, 3/4 shot of Worcester sauce. It's actually Worcestershire sauce, right? Anyway, they call it Worcester sauce. Anyway, 1/2 shot of lemon juice, 1 dash of sweet chili sauce. Yeah, a pinch of salt and 1 pinch of pepper.
I like that one.
Oh, I like the idea of this one. And I think we should actually make this one on the air.
Can we just do a whole show, take up the whole hour of just making cocktails? Wine cocktails.
If they're wine cocktails, we could do that.
I think we need to do that.
You know, and I'll tell you what. Here's the challenge. Let's bring the show over to your warehouse, okay? I want you to set up like an 8-foot or 10-foot table. I want all the stuff there laid out, all the ingredients, okay? I want to videotape it at the same time so that our listeners can actually see what we're doing and know that we're not yanking their cord.
Okay.
Are you game for that?
I'm game.
If you'll do that, I'll do a whole show on wine cocktails.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We'll do it in the next month. Okay. All right, you got a deal. All right. I used to love that Simon and Garfunkel song that said, "It's all happening at the zoo," but really, it's all happening at the fair, and the fair begins today at Fairplex in Pomona. It doesn't matter where you're hearing Grape Encounters Radio, you definitely, if at all possible, want to hightail it to the fair because they feature the International Wine and Spirits Marketplace, and that includes all of the winners of the 72-year-old, very prestigious International Wine and Spirits Competition. You can try the wines there. Not only that, you can try a great selection of olive oil winners. Olive oil and wine go together like, I don't know, bees and honey. So I definitely, definitely recommend that you go. You can make a weekend of it, actually. If you don't live in the area, then drive on down, get a room there at the Fairplex in Pomona. They've got a great location right next to the fair. And you can go online to lacountyfair.com. You can sign up for all kinds of very cool and interesting classes. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. I'm going to be at the fair every week. Won't you join me again for more information? It's lacountyfair.com. We have here today Matt Dubow. He is our go-to guy when it comes to wine gadgets from epicstyle.com. And anything else you've got before we jump onto the topic that we're badly neglecting here?
Well, I have so many different ones, and this would be the last one. This is, I think, apropos with the whole Italian and wine. It's called an Italian Kiss Cocktail, and it's 5 ounces of sparkling wine, 1 ounce orange juice, and 1 ounce of amaretto with some orange slices on it.
I'm going to tell you, that sounds really good. That sounds terrific. Okay, so you've promised the people you're going to post it on your website, which is?
EpicStyle.com, and also on EpicStyle on Facebook.
And it's all wine-related cocktails, so now you get the Grape Encounter seal of approval for all of those other products that you sell that are not really wine products, because now they are. And this is going to be the big trend, and people are going to talk about the Dubow effect. Or will they call it the Epic Effect?
I hope they call it the Epic Effect.
You don't want your name on it?
I don't need my name on it.
All right. Well, that's very humble of you. Okay. So, you know what, Matt? You're all about presentation. We only have a few minutes left. I was going to do a whole segment on presentation, but
okay,
it's going to be 3 minutes instead. But you're all about presentation. And I just wanted you to know that I really and truly believe that the big service that you provide to America and the world is that you make cheap wines taste better.
Inexpensive wines taste better.
Why are you afraid to say cheap? They're cheap.
Inexpensive.
All right, fine. Now that's pretentious, okay?
No, I just, cheap sounds as if they're bad.
All right. I did some research and I found all kinds of interesting articles. We don't need to go into them really, but talking about how all of the environmental factors that are apart from the wine itself make such a huge difference in how the wine is perceived.
Right.
And there's absolutely no question in my mind that when you serve wine, if the lighting's right, if the smells are right, if the atmosphere is right, if the music's right, the wine tastes better. And the thing that I really like about epicstyle.com is that you can invest one time in some pretty groovy stuff. Oh, I said groovy, didn't I? I know. I said that once before, and somebody called me on it. Okay. But you have some very interesting trend-setting presentation stuff. And when you use that and you present your wine properly, you can get off serving something that's not quite as, expensive? Can I say that?
Yes.
That's not going to offend you?
I'm just saying, cheap sounds bad.
All right. So tell me about this cheap wine steward that you ran into at a really upscale resort in California.
So,
because this ticked you off.
And things don't really bother me like this when it comes to wine, but for whatever reason, this just really bothered me. And what happened is we were meeting some friends up at a really nice hotel in Newport Beach.
Okay.
A little swanky hotel.
Everybody's thinking, okay, where did he go? Where did he go? Okay, go ahead.
Really swanky hotel up on the hill. And they have music playing, and it's really nice atmosphere. And a friend had a bottle of Heights, a really nice bottle of Heights, and he was all happy to share it with us. And he said, the waiter's bringing over a decanter to decant the wine. I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, we can talk and wait for the wine to decant, I'm thinking in my head. So the waiter comes over with the decanter, opens the bottle of wine, and then pours the wine in the decanter. Okay, everything's going well so far. Everything's great. Then he proceeds, after he pours the wine into the decanter, to directly pour into everybody's glass.
What's he in such a hurry for?
I didn't understand. I'm thinking, well, we're in a kind of a snazzy place. And I did say snazzy, didn't I?
Yeah, see, there is snazzy, groovy. Okay, we're both guilty of using archaic language. Okay.
And he just poured it right into the glasses. And I didn't say anything, but it really bothered me because he didn't do the whole presentation of the decanting.
I'm stunned because you're a guy who gets upset about nothing. Like if somebody, you know, they pour you screw cap wine, you don't mind. They drink out of the bottle, you don't mind. They drink out of styrofoam cups, you don't mind. But this decanting thing got you.
It really, really bothered me.
Is that because you sell decanters at epicstyle.com?
I think it was because my friend was so happy about bringing this bottle of Heights and sharing it. And the waiter put it in the decanter and just poured it and didn't let it sit.
Do you think he was ticked because it was not one of their wines and he wasn't getting tipped on it?
I don't think so, because everybody had been drinking other cocktails and wine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to vent to all of the world on Grave Encounters Radio. Got that off your chest.
And
we'll have more Matt Dubow, I was going to say our gadget gizzard today, but our... Oh my gosh, he is our go-to guy when it comes to gadgets in the wine business. But, you know, we've deviated the last couple of weeks on topics. Who cares, right?
I think it's fun.
Yeah, but you got to vent too, and that's great. More grape encounters coming your way. Matt, we'll see you next week.
A tropical island vacation doesn't have to mean long lines at security, crowded flights, and a huge travel budget. You'll find breathtaking ocean views, tropical breezes, exceptional dining and shopping, plus hundreds of ways to have fun on land and sea, just 26 miles off the Southern California coast, on enchanting Catalina Island. And there's absolutely no better way to enjoy everything that Catalina has to offer than in your own private Catalina Island vacation rental. Catalina Island Vacation Rentals offers you the choice of nearly 200 island homes, cottages, and condos, including an amazing selection of beautifully appointed Hamilton Cove villas, which offer sweeping ocean views and even come with a golf cart. Savor a special glass of wine on your private balcony and let the magic of Catalina sweep you away. All Catalina Island Vacation Rental properties can be viewed online at catalinavacations.com. Make yourself at home with Catalina Island Vacation Rentals. You'll find your perfect island getaway at catalinavacations.com.
You know, my friends make fun of me because I've got a kitchen full of wine gadgets and gizmos. I have to admit, it's an amazing collection, and I'm fond of all of my gadgets. In fact, they can be very entertaining at dinner parties. But while most of them are fun and are purely for showmanship, a few of them are absolutely essential. And the most important of all is my Vinair wine aerator. You know, it's an absolute fact that wine tastes much better when you expose it to air. And no aerator, in my opinion, does a better job than the Vinair. You can get your Vinair by going over to graveencounters.com. We've got an ad there for Vinair. Click on it, and it'll take you straight to the Vinair order desk. Look, you pay good money for your wine. Let your wine live up to its full potential with the Vinair. Again, go to graveencounters.com and order yours today. It's a breath of fresh air for your wine.
So what if this one's empty? We've got plenty more. Grape Encounters Radio.
It's David Wilson back with more Grape Encounters Radio, and I'd like to wrap up this week's show by taking you to the truly exceptional Santa Barbara Winemaker's Dinner at Robert Simon's mouthwatering AKA Bistro in Pasadena. This was truly one of the season's most unforgettable food and wine events, featuring a spectacular variety of Santa Barbara County's finest wines. Now, when I arrived, I immediately bumped into Jim Fialek, the executive director of the Santa Barbara Vintners Association. With Jim, it doesn't take much to cause a conversation to go haywire. It started when we were discussing the unique undersea geography that helps make Santa Barbara County wine so special.
It's called the Monterey Basin, 32,000 feet deep. That cold water churns its way up and swells up against the west or the Pacific coast there, and that water is quite cold, much different than the water in the town of Santa Barbara, which is considerably warmer.
Now, is that because the Santa Barbans are draining their bathtubs and it's going out there and just warming up the bay?
Well, we don't use bathtubs. We use showers. Bathtubs use too much water, and we're incredibly green. because we don't use bathtubs, the skin is green.
So that would explain those oil rigs out there on the horizon.
That's right, because they can create enough pressure that you can actually squirt the green off. I have a friend called Peter Greenoff who's in the wine business. I've known him for years. He used to be the manager of the Jonathan Club. He's a master sommelier.
After recovering from my downright demented conversation with the Vintners Association's top dog, I ran into another very entertaining character who is not just one of the smartest wine guys you'll ever meet, but also a guest we had just had on the week before. I don't know how much wine has been consumed. Actually, there's a whole bunch of glasses that still have wine in it. I'm actually going to gather them all up. I'm going to make a Grape Encounters Meritage.
Me both red and white.
That voice that you hear off in the distance is Ed Masiana. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we had a great time with him. All in all, this is one of the bigger tastings that included a sit-down dinner that a person would come to, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, it's not just the size of it. It's the quality of the people that are here, the fact that you have all these winemakers that have come here to support Robert Simon, who's one of the best guys I know in the business. Phenomenal restaurant here in Pasadena, a.k.a. Bistro. You know, this is Santa Barbara County, and I have a very soft spot in my heart for Santa Barbara County. I did a Santa Barbara County wine tasting in 1979, and I've been going up there since about that time, and I've been a huge fan of the wines and the people. I like what they're doing. I like their concept. I like the fact that they feel like they've got other areas that will remain nameless that they have to compete against, and I think they've done a phenomenal job.
So it turns out when we talked on the radio the other day, I admitted to you that you had a lot to do with the defining moment of my love for wine. What was yours?
Wow, that's a really good question. It probably came in 1973 when I was working with the Wine of the Month Club, and I was running around with Monsieur Henri. I think his real name was Jerry Schwartz, but I'm serious. It was something like that. He was born in New York. He had absolutely nothing in French whatsoever. And we were tooling around in the bowels of some wholesaler in a golf cart tasting different wines. And they had gone on ahead of me and had opened a wine and unbeknownst to me didn't taste it. So they then went on somewhere else because they wanted it to breathe. I get there, they're not there, the wine's open, I taste it, and just as I'm putting it in my mouth, they go, no, no, not yet. But I couldn't hear them. I couldn't hear anything. As a matter of fact, to this day, I'll never forget a 1970 Trappe Chambertin Clos de Bess.
As an enormous fan of Central Coast wines, I can tell you that the quality of wines served at AKA Bistro's amazing tasting was out of this world. But I will admit that I have been to other tastings that didn't serve up such consistently stellar stuff. I decided to ask some of the guests what they do when served subpar Pinot. They pour you a wine and you don't like it. What do you say?
I say, it's not my favorite. I think I've had better. And that's kind of rude, but.
You are Miss Manners. How about your husband?
I'll say I don't care for it. I'll be politically correct. I don't care for it.
Okay. Do you get in the car and then go, oh my gosh, what were they thinking?
Every once in a while we do that. We say, oh my God, that really sucked. And we just wanted to be nice about it.
But overall, this particular event has been scale from 1 to 10?
I'm going to give it a 9.5.
What is that they served you? Wow. That's beautiful. Okay, we are moving on, and we have now found the Be Seen Room at AKA Bistro. It is the very special private room. There is a group of, let me count quickly, 7 people in here. How's the lamb, by the way?
Oh, yummy. Love the honey. Delicious.
I bet you when I get over to my table, they will have taken mine away. They'll say, oh, he left.
Ask your question.
Okay, so here's my question for you. They've poured a lot of wines, and I love Santa Barbara County wines. How many times when you've gone to wine tastings, both at tasting rooms and this kind of affair, have they poured a wine that you didn't like? Has that happened to you often?
Many times.
Okay, so you're being honest. What if the winemaker comes by, he asks you what you think, and then what do you say?
You're honest and he appreciates it. And he likes the feedback. Hey, there's always room for improvement.
So you would say there's room for improvement.
Right. You know what? They actually like that. they act like they're interested and they care about it. Whether they take it to heart, who knows?
What do you do when you don't like the wine? What do you say?
I do not like the wine.
Wow, I could have written that script for you. And this gentleman to your right.
What do I say?
Yeah.
It tastes fine, thank you.
You're not going to insult them because...
Well, I'll never see them again.
You'll never see them again. God, you should be a pastor or something. Wow. Or a kindergarten teacher. You'd be good at that. But let me ask you guys a question. There's always the possibility that it might be you. Do you ever take into consideration that maybe it was that tobacco you were chewing before you went into the wine tasting room?
Absolutely. Tastes are different. Circumstances are different. A lot of things can affect it.
One last question to the guests. What do you do when the person serving caustic Cabernet is a good friend?
If you go to a party at somebody's house, and you know this always happens, they tell you that the wine's going to be absolutely terrific, but then you taste it and you go, oh my gosh. When that happens, are you more likely to let your friends at least know that they're serving swill?
Not exactly. I'll just say I've had enough and I don't need more.
All right, well, that does it for this special room where we're having the meeting of the International Conference of Tactful People. Guys, thank you very much for being on Grape Encounters. Thank you very much.
Join us next week for more Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson. If you don't, we'll be crushed.